Hi, welcome to St Ninian's Church in Stonehouse. My name's Stuart and I get to be the minister here. Thanks for joining us from wherever you find yourself today. We're glad that you've chosen to be with us. Today we're going to be thinking about love. What does it mean to love? What does it mean to be open to people coming who are struggling, who may have problems, like all of us do? What does it mean to come home and be welcome?
John 13 verses 31 to 35. When he had gone out, Jesus said, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me. And as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another."
What did you get up to last night? Can tell us? Stevie said a good night. Right, okay. What did you get up to last night? I'm only asking because I went to see Elbow, so my night was better than your night. I know they're not everybody's musical cup of tea, but I like them and I'm in charge. So, you know, that's how that goes. Guy Garvey is the lead singer. Guy is an associate professor of songwriting. It's fancy. He takes his words really seriously. And I want to share some of those words with you today. A song they didn't even play last night, but it's one of my favourites. It's a song about a man who comes home after being away for a long time. So the song begins, "You're a law unto yourself, and we don't suffer dreamers, but neither should you walk the world alone. So with finger rolls and folding chairs and a volley of streamers, we can be there for tweaks and repairs should you come back home. We have open arms for broken hearts like yours, my boy. Come home again." There comes a point when the gospel is presented in all of its simplicity and all of its complexity. For me, it's when John's gospel tells us that Jesus said, "Love one another as I have loved you." That's it. It's that simple, and it's that complicated. Jesus asks only one thing of his disciples: to obey his commands. But I wonder if the disciples really get it, or perhaps, like us, they're not quite sure. I wonder perhaps what the next part of that conversation was. And they asked Jesus, "What do you want us to do when you're gone?" And he asked them, because he always asks a question back, doesn't he? "What is it that I've asked of you?" And they said to Jesus, "Well, you've asked many things of us." And he said, "Well, tell me what you remember." "Well, we remember loaves and fishes, and 5,000 people who were fed. We remember a vine and its branches and something about bearing fruit. We remember the daughter who was asleep and the woman whose bleeding stopped, who was renewed into her community. There was that story about a man who was beaten up and a Samaritan helped him. And something about tables being turned and the poor being set free. You told a woman an adultery that she could go and sin no more and everyone should leave her alone. You called us fishermen onto a journey unknown and said that we would do something really different from what we had been doing. Remember when you sent us out two by two with just a stick? You talked about being salt and light in a world that was far too cozy. You threw the tables around in the temple. You walked in water. And you call Peter to step out the boat. You broke bread. And you shared a promise. There was a story about sowing and reaping and harvests that would be plentiful. There was that time, remember, in Nazareth when everybody tried to throw you off a cliff. There was a woman who wanted the crumbs from the table. There were loads of things. And Jesus said to them, well done. Well done, you have remembered well. And the disciples said, but what do you want us to do? And he said, go and do that. Go and live these stories again and again and again. That's it. That's what I want you to do. We can and we do argue about what Jesus means when he speaks. We can and we do and we should discuss the deeper meaning of parables and stories and sayings. We can and we should debate what the Bible means and how that informs what we do and how we live. But it seems to me beyond debate, because Jesus is really, really clear about what he expects from us. Love one another. Love one another. The way that I have loved you. And it seems so simple. Love one another. But it's not. Because we're human. And loving doesn't come easily to us all the time. We can all love people who love us back. We can all love people who are like us, who share the same interests and all that kind of stuff. But it's hard for us to love people who aren't like us or who don't like us. It's hard to love people who won't love us back. It's hard to love people when there's nothing in it for us. It's hard for us to go beyond our boundaries. Tables are for pounding here. And we've got you surrounded. The man you are will know the boy you were. You're not the man who fell to earth. You're the man from La Mancha. But we've love enough to light the street. Because everybody's here. We've got open arms for broken hearts. Like yours, my boy. Come home again. Isn't that the way of life? The man or the woman will always know the boy or the girl that you were. Sometimes the hardest person to love, the hardest person to forgive is ourselves. The people we have been are somehow always with us. It's hard to love other people when we're not even sure that we can love ourselves. Or that God could possibly love me. And yet we read again and again and again in the Bible and again about the followers of Christ being challenged to love people who are outsiders, to love people who aren't like us, to love those who are different, to love lepers and prostitutes and the sick and the possessed and the blind and the lame. And it turns out they're just like us. People who've made mistakes. People who've got things wrong. People who find themselves on the wrong side of everybody else's opinion. Jesus challenged his followers to love everyone they met. Even the people they least expected. Samaritans and Gentiles, exiles. People who were their enemies. The exiles in Babylon in the Old Testament were challenged to think that God could even love their captors. God has no boundaries. Love has no boundaries. Every time we come up against people we find hard to love, we need to remind ourselves of Jesus' commandment. Love one another. Love one another as I have loved. But we're human. Surely that can't be right. Surely Jesus means we need to love one another. And yet we read again and again that these stories tell us exactly what Jesus means. We remember loaves and fish and 5,000 people fed. These people who turned up to hear Jesus speak and they walked for miles and they forgot their food. What a bunch of idiots. We read about vine and branches and bearing fruit, but surely that means people like us. Those other people, how could they bear fruit? We remember a daughter asleep and then woken up and eating. And at the same time, a bleeding woman renewed in community. Yes, yes. But that was different, wasn't it? There's the beaten up man taking the Samaritan's help. But there are people out there who, to be honest, they just don't deserve help. There's the tables being turned and the poor being set free. They should get a job. Stop sitting about all day. That would set them free. There's a woman caught in adultery who sinned no more. Well, as far as we know. Because a leopard doesn't change its spots, does it? There was the calling of fishermen to a journey unknown. But to be honest, I mean, it's not really like they gave up very much, was it? Fishing. It's a hard. Who wouldn't want to walk away from that? And so it goes on. So many excuses to exclude people. Because love is costly. Love means giving of ourselves. It means actually caring. Love means being open. Open to being changed by the people we meet. Everyone's here. Everyone's here. The moon is out looking for trouble. And everyone's here. The song's about a man who returns to his hometown, the place he'd grown up, where he'd been a boy. And years have passed, and he is different. And he's done all right. But he comes home to this place where he has a reputation, he's known. Some people like him, and some people don't. Everyone's here. Such a human experience, isn't it? Never quite knowing how people are going to react, how things will work out. We all know those events, the times in our lives when people from all different parts of our life get together in the same place. Weddings, birthdays, funerals. It's not a good event unless there's a fight. Who's going to come? What if such and such isn't talking to such and such? Who does he think he is? Wonder what the story with her is. And there's nowhere to hide. There is no anonymity here. People know you. People know me. Do you ever wonder about the disciples? Like, really wonder? Because they weren't the brightest or the best, were they? Fishermen and tax collectors and political activists. I always wonder how Matthew and Simon got on. Matthew was a tax collector who worked for the Romans. Simon was a political activist, a revolutionary. Wonder if Jesus made them sit together at dinner every night. That must have been brilliant. What about these brothers, James and John, Peter and Andrew? Brothers always got on really well, right? I wonder if Andrew was annoyed that Peter got all the attention. That would never happen, right? Everyone's here. Everyone's here. The moon wants a scrap or a cuddle. Everyone's here. So what's it going to be? Are we each going to see the good in each other? Or will we just let the differences, the jealousy, the fear, the anger consume us? It's a question that we have to ask ourselves every single day. What's it going to be, a scrap or a cuddle? loathing, or loving. Jesus left us with just one instruction. Love one another. As the Father has loved me, so I loved you. Now remain in my love. And if you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and I remain in his love. And why has he told us this? So that our joy might be complete. So that we have good lives, joyful lives. So there's a choice to be made. We can remain in his love or not. We can follow or not. We can choose to love or not. To choose not to moves us away from the life that God wants for us. It doesn't make God love us any less, though. This whole thing from the very beginning has been a partnership between God and us. God gave us the world. He let us name it. Look after it. Gave us this church to build and to grow and to look after. We know which way is better. I wonder if the chorus of the song should be the refrain for the church. We've got open arms for broken hearts like yours. Like yours, my child. So come home again. Love one another as I have loved you. And all of us will have open arms for broken hearts. Come home.
Death and crowned with glory now, you reign in heaven. Death could not hold you down. By resurrection power we live in you, now and forever. Song. Till the whole world hears what Jesus Christ has done. Let the whole world hear what Jesus Christ has done. Good news will have a voice as we declare the truth that Jesus lives, that he is risen. In us must show a dying world the life of Christ and his salvation. Hallelujah, your redeeming love has won. Hallelujah, to our Savior, God's own Son. Hallelujah, we will sing salvation songs. Till the whole world hears what Jesus Christ has done. Let the whole world hear what Jesus Christ has done. We believe you are our freedom, the highway to the Father's heart. We believe you're our salvation, hear us shout it out. The highway to the Father's heart. We believe you're our salvation. Hear us shout it out. Hallelujah, your redeeming love has won. Hallelujah, to our Savior, God's own Son. Hallelujah. Christ has done. Let the whole world hear what Jesus Christ has done. Let the whole world hear what Jesus Christ has done.
God, Easter seems so long ago. It seems an age since we greeted you fresh from the tomb, met you behind locked doors or walked the beach with you. How quickly we forget the joy of the reality of your risen presence in the world. God, we need you in all your woundedness to draw alongside us and those we love. We need you to remind us that miracles do happen and that resurrection is possible. As we look on death and destruction throughout the world, may we not turn away, but focus too on your life-giving hope and your life and death and resurrection. Lord, you came into the world to love the world and to make all things new. May we see your renewing love at work. And may we be channels of that work, loving and serving, healing and renewing, called to be your witnesses to life in all its fullness. So remind us daily of your risen power. Confront us with miracles. Surround us with angels, all those who selflessly give themselves and their lives to serve others. And whatever you call us, may we willingly serve to bring your glory, making your risen presence known in all the world. We ask these prayers in your name, and together we pray the words that you taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory forever. Amen.
So go from this time with the blessing of God, God known to us as Father, Son and Holy Spirit, with us this day, and always.